Listen, put me in the parking lot, you know, with bears, and I'll go out there and play. It don't matter.
You are Locked On Auburn, your daily podcast on the Auburn Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes! Welcome on into Locked On Auburn, your daily Auburn Tigers podcast. I'm Zach Blackerby. It's a Charlie Tuesday. Charlie 5 from the bunker. What's up, bud?
What's up, man? Let's go.
Always good to see you.
Glad to be back.
Former intern Jaws.
Just vibing in the corner.
Okay. I like that. Yeah, you're like as far away from us as possible. Every 2 seconds, we get recruiting news. And it was funny. Sunday night, I get done recording. I get in bed because I go to bed like super early because I got to wake up at 3:30 in the morning. And it's like, are you kidding me? After like 10 years, we finally get an offensive tackle commit right after I got done recording a podcast.
This is a really bold strategy right out of the gate for Brian. I'm excited to see. You know, this is our first one we signed since 2017.
Ridiculous.
So. Wow.
It's bold, bold move. Gigantic child, this guy, Colby Smith.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Is he a three-star everywhere?
No, he's a four-star on 247.
Then that's what we're going with.
Yeah, we're going to go with a higher one always. Yep. But there was an article a guy put out. He actually posted on the bunker. I'm trying to pull it up. He was he's a national writer. And he said that what hurt this kid a lot in the rankings was the no camp deal. Mm. There was not a lot of camps. But said he actually hit a growth spurt in his senior year. He was only like 6'6".
Tiny.
260.
It's not big enough.
260, and then blossom to that massive, you know, 6'8", 320. We'll see.
What a beautiful man.
Yeah.
Colby.
Big child.
Colby. A 6'8 man named Colby.
Very intimidating. I mean,
if that doesn't scream teddy bear, I don't know what does.
This new offensive tackle position is going to be interesting.
To be fair, we've had the offensive tackle position. It's just been defensive linemen playing it.
Or guards.
That's true.
Which equates to just essentially not being there. It's like, don't even line somebody up.
Right. Right.
I mean, even if they block, Bo Nix is going to leave the pocket anyway, right? Right. It is amazing, though, that Auburn hasn't had a high school tackle signed since 17, but he's had two tackles get drafted in that span. Like, that kind of, in its own right, is a little impressive.
Sure. You're talking about Tiga and
Driscoll?
Driscoll, yeah.
He's easy to forget, even though he started for an NFL team this year. Yeah.
Saw him wearing Uggs one time.
Kinda no, you didn't.
Swear.
Jack Driscoll?
Kinda,
he's an Uggs guy?
He's an Uggs guy. Freaked me out. Took a picture.
No.
Sent it to everyone. It was cold. It was cold when I saw him.
So we're recording this Monday morning. We've gotten two more commits this morning, right?
That's right.
Let's start with the quarterback.
Sure. We got our 2022. Next year's class,
right?
One of the first three quarterbacks that Brian offered and Mike offered when they got here. His name's Holden Gariner.
Love him.
He's another
big Gariner fan.
Another big child from Georgia. He's 6'3", 200, big rocket arm.
Right. He could be part of the Bobo Bombers.
Bobo Bombers, throw bombs, make it rain.
Let's go, cash money.
I do think that's him being one of the first three offers. That kind of, you know, that speaks volumes as to what they think of this guy. Even though he's lower ranked right now, he's not going to be a three-star for very long. Threw for 25 touchdowns last year, 2,700 yards, completed nearly 70% of his passes, and he can sling it.
Yeah, I love him. Jaws, any more thoughts?
Yeah, who comes up with these puns? Who comes up with these names? Bobo Bombers? Did you come up with that?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Just now.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I did like that. I thought it was great.
If you were in the Discord, which you are, but if you paid attention to it a little bit more, you'd see these gems that I drop.
Well, I'm going to keep it real. I have half the channels muted because people will just spam them. I'll keep general and like hoops open, but like other than that.
Well, it was in general, so.
Well, notifications.
This is awkward.
Don't,
yeah. This is awkward. If you're like, man, I want to see these dimes being dropped, click on the Discord link in the episode description. You'll love it. All right, we have another recruit.
Yeah, this is could be in the running for the number one all name guy for next year's team. Jocko.
He's got to be good.
Willis.
Jocko Willis.
Get some.
Tell me about Jocko.
Jocko, number one JUCO offensive line. I mean, outside linebacker.
Okay.
I think he has at least 3 years. It could be a weird situation where he has 4 years based off of the way, you know, the whole last season went. But he's from LaGrange.
Love it. Shout out to Frisky Whiskey.
Yeah, absolutely. Frisky Whiskey.
Yep. Went there Saturday night.
Didn't qualify out of high school. Went to Independence and Community College in Kansas, I believe. And his film's fun. He's outside speed guy. So
is he a pass rusher?
He could be an outside linebacker, pass rusher, cover the flat kind of guy. But he will hit you in your mouth.
Is he a close to the line of scrimmage kind of guy? Do you want him in coverage?
Yes, yes. He's definitely gonna be on the outside.
What's his measurables?
He's 6'3", 220.
Okay.
And speedy.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Cool. Well, at this rate, by the time this pod goes up, there'll be 6 more signees. So we'll talk about them tomorrow.
Yeah. The class could be full by.
Who knows? Before we talk about the main topic on today's show, how pumped are you about getting Eku on the defensive line? Because I am pumped for him.
I'm a big fan of Hawaiian guys that play football.
Yeah.
Or Samoan guys that play
football. The guy's name is Eku Liota. We're going to call him Eku.
Eku, yeah.
Because that's freaking awesome.
Absolutely. He.
His name's Eku?
Yes.
According to 247, his name's Andrew. No.
He goes by Eku.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's cool.
Is his name actually Andrew Liota?
It says Andrew Liota.
Oh, I'd go by Eku as well.
No, yeah. He changed. Yeah. But how cool would it be?
I thought you were making a joke for a second.
No. I'm serious. This is what
it says. It says Andrew's his name?
It says Andrew.
Yeah. We're going Eku Liota.
Yeah, very
6'5", 250. I love it.
Yeah, physically mature already.
Yeah,
I didn't really get why his stats were kind of weird. It seemed like he didn't really play a whole lot, but
it's a playing time thing.
Listen to your podcast with the Northwestern Locked On guy.
I thought that was very insightful.
Very, very, and it made a lot of sense that he was more of a pass rush specialist, because if you looked in both games in 19 and 20, he dominated Purdue, and they throw the ball like 40 or 50 times a game.
Oh, that's a good point.
So he's in there on pass rush downs, and he was disrupting everything. I think he had 2 sacks in both those games, 4 fumbles, you know, all kind of stuff. Big factor.
Yeah. No, I love him. I'm getting that out there. I love him.
So Auburn's picked up 2 pass rushers in the last like 3 or 4 days, right?
That will be playing next, yeah.
I feel like that's very, very important, because as we saw last year, Auburn had the ability to kind of like plug the inside with guys like Truesdale, but to be able to get somebody on the outside that can actually get home, because Big Cat wasn't able to do that all year, partially because of his injury, but to have 2 guys coming in.
Yeah, at Hall, that was it.
Right, I feel like it's really important for Auburn to develop a pass rush.
Yeah, there's no question. Today's show brought to you by our great friends at RockAuto.com. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's impossible to stock all the parts you may need in a traditional chain storefront. So why do what they're going to do when you can just order all the parts directly from your phone at RockAuto.com? The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand specifications and prices you prefer. I know nothing about cars, but RockAuto.com makes it very easy to navigate exactly what you need. And the prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and it's the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So head over to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car, truck, or SUV. Right, Locked On Auburn, and there, how did you hear about us box? So they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. That's at RockAuto.com. Today's show also brought to you by our friends at Homefield Apparel. I've got another shirt on the way. Nobody freak out. It's one of the vintage basketball ones.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Had a pretty cool text over the weekend.
About homefieldapparel.com?
Oh, yeah. Bunker legend, Captain AU America, America, sent me a text. Nice. Said that he got him the retro Auburn Tigers sweatshirt.
Okay.
And he just because he listened to the show.
Well, that's awesome. But yeah, he forgot to use a promo code.
Yeah, he said he did pay full price.
Yeah, so use the promo code. Use the promo code Auburn. It's super easy to remember. Yeah. Auburn, AUBURN, for 20% off at homefieldapparel.com. Love the designs, love the comfort. And people reach out to me. It's like, if it's really not comfortable and you're pulling my leg, I'm going to come find you. I'm like, no, stop it. I promise it is.
He said it better be softer. He's blaming you.
All right, so next week we'll get an update on that. So use promo code Auburn at homefieldapparel.com. All right, Charlie Five, we're doing last week we ranked the top offensive hires, and now we are ranking the top defensive hires. You want to go first? Who's your number 5?
Yeah, I'll go first. So number 5 for me is Mr. Bert Watts from Memphis, outside linebackers and special teams coach.
Right.
One of those kind of things. It's only five guys. Somebody's got to be five. I kind of put him there for, you know, maybe not name recognition, I guess. I'm not really sure how he's going to, you know, how well he's going to perform on the recruiting trail. So that's why he's my number five. He did have some pretty stout defenses at Fresno when he was the coordinator.
You're right. My number five is also Bert Watts, mainly because his first name's Bert. You ever been excited about a guy whose name is Bert?
Yes. When I was three and watched Sesame Street.
Sesame Street, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's fine. Which one is Bert from Sesame Street?
I'm going to say...
I think he was the yellow one.
Yeah, yeah.
The bird?
No.
No, bro. Bert and Ernie. Yellow guy, orange guy.
Okay.
He was the yellow guy.
Thank you for educating me.
Yeah, he's the yellow guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yellowguy.com. All right. My number four is Jeff Schmetting. Inside linebackers coach and defensive run game coordinator. Schmetting. I think, one, his name is really fun to say. And I kind of like what he's doing here. I mean, he was very involved in the defensive game plan at Boise, so it's clear that Harsin likes what he's doing. But I really just like the other three hires a ton, and this is where it got tough for me. So I got Schmetting at four.
I want to change my list up really quick, but I also have Jeff Schmetting at four.
I bet our list looks exactly the same.
No way. No, okay. It's not.
All right. And then I'll pick a winner.
He could be I think he's going to be our future DC, maybe DC in waiting kind of guy.
Yeah, that's kind of what I got the vibe for. It's like, all right, I'm going to hire Derek Mason, but you can come be the dude after him because he's going to be head coach again in like two seasons.
Sure.
And he's like, all right, cool. And my name's Schmetting, so people are going to love me.
Absolutely. It's fun.
Funnest coach name to say? Jeff Schmetting?
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. You want to go number three first?
Sure. My number three is Zach.
Our lists are not the same.
Bro.
I figured that one might be a little bit different from you.
I love Zach Etheridge.
I really like Zach Etheridge, but I really like my number two. That I'll wait for.
You have access to all these files and the ability to clip things.
Yeah, well, somebody else also can do it because they'll, you know, whatever. Keep going. I don't know. I'll clip it. Fine.
Thank you, former intern Jaws.
I'm a winner, man.
All right, why is Zach Etheridge three and not higher?
It's kind of, I just really like I really like Nick Easton and Derek Mason a lot. I really, really, really like Nick Easton. It's kind of more, it's not really so much as I'm moving Zach down as I'm moving others up.
I get it, man. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the top three was tough for me. I've got Nick Easton at three, and we talked about him with Jay Ferg on Friday. Like, Nick Easton, that hire has like all the potential in the world. As far as like getting guys better and developing them, I'm a little skeptical for the recruiting, but it sounds like he's a great guy. So like I'm really not worried about it until I like see that he's not getting guys on campus. But I think as far as getting guys better from the start of the season to the end of the season, I think you're going to see a drastic improvement with Nick Easton.
Yeah,
so right. I'm in the same boat. The reason he's three is because I like Etheridge and Mason so much. But yeah, I mean this group is fantastic. There's no question about it. All right, so your number two, I assume, is Easton.
Is Thick Easton.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Thickless. That's what he calls himself.
Thickless?
Thickless Easton.
Is that a bunker thing?
No, that's a him thing.
Is it really?
Yeah. Guys, y'all need to go YouTube, search, just search his name, Nick Easton, and the first one that pops up is highlights of when the Bengals were coaching the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
It's absolutely hilarious. The dude is, he calls himself Thickless Easton. He's high energy. I just feel like the players are going to absolutely love this guy. And he's from Georgia. He's got some Southern ties already. I think he's going to kill it. He helped Tennessee transform from a 4-3 to a 3-4.
Right.
That's big because it kind of
seems
like – I
think he did a similar thing in Cincy as well.
Right. That kind of seems the direction we're going as well. So you got an NFL guy that has experience with that transformation. So I'm super excited about
it. Yeah, Thick Easton for sure. Thick Easton. My number two is Zach Etheridge. I love him. Literally named after him. My parents are like, we love Zach Etheridge. We're going to name you Etheridge Blackerby.
Is your name Zacchaeus as well?
Yes.
Okay. Moving on.
It's pretty dope.
All right. We'll talk about our number one in a second. And I got a feeling I know where it's going to go. So I'm prepared. I'm prepared to kind of change things up a little bit.
Okay.
In just a moment. Today's show brought to you by betonline.ag. Let me ask you something, Charlie Five. Can you imagine a better place to bet on the internet?
The answer is no.
Former intern Jaws?
No.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
There's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON, all one word, LOCKEDON, for your 50% welcome bonus. For all the folks that bet on Auburn for the backdoor cover, congratulations. Against Baylor, congratulations. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, so both of our number one is Derek Mason.
Right.
We were talking in the Discord about what we should call the defense this season.
I'm so anxious right now.
What are your thoughts on the Masonry?
Ooh. Oh. Pass.
What about the Steel Mason?
Ooh. 0 for 2.
Okay.
Can't say the word steel anymore.
Yeah. Okay, so it's clear.
Stop steal.
I got to get your mind right before I give you my best opinion.
All right, let's hit it.
So I need to butter you up for a second. I'm going to tell you some jokes.
Oh, boy.
Why did the Mason break up with his girlfriend?
Why, Zach?
He was taken for granite.
Oh, my gosh.
That hit soft.
What do you get when you cross a Mason with a detective?
What's that?
Concrete evidence.
Oh no.
Get me out of here now.
What do you call a bunch of Masons together on a cruise?
What's that?
Craftsmanship.
Oh, no. Ship. The ship.
Yep.
That's where he worked it in.
If Derek Mason and Owen Papo had a conversation on the sideline before a 3rd and 5, and one asked the other, hey, can we call a blitz on this play? You know what he may respond by saying?
How's that?
Yes, you may, son.
I'm in physical pain.
That was painful.
And what's the best name for Auburn's 2021 defense?
What's that?
The Mason Jar.
Now, see,
the
here's Mason where it gets interesting, because that's actually kind of cool.
Great,
I like
milkshakes.
It.
The Mason Jar, we can bottle them up, we can keep things contained, but also, think about how versatile a Mason Jar is.
Very versatile.
You can use it for a lot of different things. Chicks like to put candles in them. You can use them for overnight oats. You can make a cocktail out of it. You can do whatever you want with a Mason Jar, just like Auburn's multiple front defense that we're going to see in 2021. Case closed.
It neither bends or breaks unless you just...
You ever broken a Mason Jar?
No, never.
I haven't. Never dropped one.
I don't think one's ever been broken.
Who could be so foolish?
What are your thoughts on the Mason Jar?
Let's do it.
I hate it.
I hate it, but let's make it a thing. Make the Twitter account now.
All right.
Jaws. Mason Jar. Hey, here we go.
Daily Mason Jar.
Yeah, only for Instagram to take it down in like a few months.
Yes,
yeah.
I hate you, Instagram.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Cool, you got anything else planned for today's show? You got any bunker posts?
Oh, yeah. I want to we skipped it in recruiting, but the University of Auburn was 2-0 today.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. I don't care. I love it. I'm a proud University of Auburn alumni.
What about JT Thor saying, go Eagles?
Ooh. I felt like I knew then he was a good basketball player because
he
did no research on Auburn. He just said, I want to play for like Bruce Pearl, and I want to score buckets.
The moment he said, I'm like, yes.
Oh, Sharif's going? Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in. The Eagles, yeah. Go Eagles.
Yeah. He probably told Bruce, he's like, hey, I'm committing tomorrow to your school. And he's like, sweet, War Eagle. He's like, okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah, that.
Got it.
I'm really excited to play in Missouri. Oh, Alabama? Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'll go to Alabama to play. Sweet. That's fine. That's okay. All right, what else?
I got a couple of bunker shout-outs, good posts.
Okay.
So you're a father of a young lady like I am.
Right.
So there was a post that really made me laugh. It was Jay Lee was posting, Jeffrey Lee off the bunker. He was posting basically his predictions, I guess.
Okay.
Of, you know, who might sign with Auburn and whatnot. And that one of them is Juwan Gaston from I think it's Carver in Montgomery.
Okay, right.
And Daviston Tiger says, I remember when I used to know every one of these dudes were. I only have a clue about one of these dudes, Gaston. And that's just because he shares a name with the dude from The Beauty and the Beast.
Nice. Nice.
That made me laugh. Let's see. Then we have Jeffrey Lee also put out a post that was about
busy time for Jay Lee.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, exactly. Getting
this
close
is his time to shine, baby.
Absolutely. He posted, got to look out for, and it was Drew Bobo for 2022 class, and that's Mike's son. He plays offensive tackle, that weird new position that we're going after.
Yeah.
And S-Town Enthusiast. This is
he's hilarious.
I don't know why this made me laugh so hard, but it did. He just said, name has less than 9 letters. Do not trust. I have no idea why that
I
just,
love that.
That just killed me. And then I really wanted to take a few seconds to dissect this Jaron Handy tweet like the Bunker did. An epic thread.
Is it the one I talked about on the pod yesterday?
Yes, one you talked about yesterday. So,
yeah, all right.
So the Bunker was very concerned about the emoji placement in this tweet.
Concerned in what way?
So they felt like he was being sarcastic. They thought he
Can
may
you
have
read
been,
the tweet again just in case people didn't listen yesterday?
Oh, sure.
It's private.
It says, I absolutely love my new coaches. Best decision I ever made. And then it was two, I looked up the meaning, and it's basically nauseous faces. Two nauseous faces, then 100. And then it said, thank you, Auburn. Y'all did listen. Cry faces, black heart. So
the Bunker thinks it's sarcastic.
The Bunker got, they were dissecting this thing. And then Crocosile 22 said, based off this tweet, this has to be sarcasm. And it was the one from, I think, a day before where it said, the motto for 2020 is ride for the brand, even if the brand don't ride for you. I promise I won't shortchange myself no more for no specimen. So he felt like he was.
So he's upset?
Yeah. So then, it just keeps going and everybody's diagnosing it. And then Corn 6 says, guys, it's some words in a tweet. That's it.
It's a perspective we may all need.
Absolutely. And then Crocosile 22 comes back in and says, that's the best analysis so far.
It's
just words in a tweet.
Right.
And I think, later on people posted some of the replies he had in the tweet, and it was very pro. He was not being sarcastic. He was being very pro.
Yeah, I mean, when I read it the first time, I didn't think that it was sarcastic at all.
No, the only thing I was kind of, what does best decision I ever made mean?
Staying?
Was he contemplating leaving, or
I mean, there were rumors, right? There were rumors that he was thinking about it.
Dang.
I thought there were some rumors that maybe.
Or maybe he was talking about just like going to Auburn in the first place.
Yeah, maybe so.
This guy's on the way to overtaking Anthony Schwartz for the most cryptic tweeter ever.
Somebody has to fill that role. That role may go away under Harsin, though. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he better get him out now. He is like, right now, you guys need to follow him on Twitter. It's basically Kanye and Kyrie Irving combined. It's some of the greatest.
Does he like Kyrie Irving?
I don't know if he likes it, but he has a style kind of like him from a way out there, take.
Colin Cowherd described Kyrie Irving one time as like your friend, that guy in the group that you asked to bring chips to a cookout, because it's like it's great if they bring chips. But if like he's probably not going to, right. So like you tell another guy to bring chips too. So
exactly, and if he comes, you just got a bunch of chips.
Yeah, which is great. You'll eat the chips, whatever.
And then Kyrie brings Fritos, and you're just like,
Fritos are fine
with no dip.
Okay, the chili cheese ones are fine. Normal Fritos, bad.
The barbecue ones are good too.
Bad.
Mm. Normal Fritos are bad. You think?
Bad.
You gotta have a dip.
Even then.
Yeah, I mean. I think the regular Fritos are dip dependent. I'll agree with that.
Sure.
I'll agree with that. But I think they're still good.
I disagree.
Okay. You good? You good on shout outs?
Yeah, that's all for this week.
Where can people find you, buddy?
You can find me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5 or at auburnsports.com, The Bunker. Join. Best $10 a month you can ever spend.
You were on a podcast this weekend.
Yes, I was.
That wasn't this one.
That's true.
Traitor.
I got permission.
You don't need permission from me. Don't be.
It wasn't a contract violation.
Did you grow accustomed to a certain lifestyle? Because we're very spoiled to have the studio.
Yeah, I kind of felt not. I feel really bougie when I come in here.
Yeah,
so it was a little different, but
sure.
It was fun.
You sounded fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
You sounded great.
Thanks.
Learned some things.
Absolutely.
Jaws?
I'm full of takes.
You can follow me on Twitter at InternJaws, and you can look at my beautiful profile picture. I'm never changing it ever again. If you want to see what it is, go follow me, InternJaws, on Twitter.
Have you seen his profile picture?
You can't tell him what it is.
I've seen it.
Okay,
gotcha. Yoda? Spoilers.
Yeah. You can't tell him what it is. The Sharif Yoda?
Yeah.
Right. Follow me on Twitter at ZBlack. We follow the show on Twitter at LockedOnAuburn, and we will recap Auburn's basketball game on tomorrow's edition of the show. See you tomorrow. This has been Locked On Auburn.
It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.